Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'm going to be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our special St. Bridget meditation for 2022. We actually had offered this in person last in February of 2020, and it's actually one of the last in-person meditations we had offered. Since then, we've been mostly doing them here on the radio show with everything that's been going on in the world the past couple of years. But anyhow, that's what we've been doing usually once or twice a month in place of the usual in-person events we normally hold out in our center in New Jersey. But if you'd like to stay informed for our future radio shows, and hopefully down the line we'll have in-person events again, and there's going to be some expos coming up also. To get information on all that, you can sign up on our monthly email newsletter by going to Brigitte's website at www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows like this one lately have been pre-recorded, so normally we'll email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with all that information behind me, I'd like to give out the website info one more time. Again, if you want to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to visit my website, which is www.mikesnydercc.com, there you can find my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and some other ones we have done a few years back. Okay, with that, Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to connect with you at a time that is really special to me, considering that my name is Brigitte, and when I came to America, most of the people called me Bridget, and we are celebrating just about now St. Bridget's Day. It's a time to celebrate the light within the darkness. And for me, St. Bridget was always a guiding light in so many ways because she expresses or she embodies really what I focused my life purpose to be, and that is to bring light into the darkness. And if you are listening to this radio show, I'm fairly certain that this is also your own unique life path or life purpose in your own personal way, because isn't that why we are here, to bring light into the darkness, starting with our own inner darkness, to walk the path of enlightenment, to face our shadow sides, to transform fear and discord into love and light, and then to set an example for others, to walk a path that others can tread too, and to assist others to help them to step into the light, to free themselves from the limitations of their mind or the life that they've created, to experience a whole new expression of themselves. And so St. Bridget's Day is connected also to the day known by the Celts as Imbolc. It is on February 1st, celebrated into February 2nd. So this is a very special time. The Celts and the pagans often describe this time as their spring, even so we are now celebrating spring at the spring equinox on March 21. But it is kind of in the middle of the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So we really have made it halfway through the winter months. And isn't that a nice feeling to know that we are now halfway through and we are getting towards the warmer days, or we are getting more and more towards the warmer days, closer and closer and closer. And then, of course, we have this very sacred day of 2-2-22, 2-2-2, the number frequency that is connected to love, because, of course, number 2 holds 1-1 in it, 1 plus 1 equals 2. So there is that coming together of two opposing forces, or the masculine or the feminine, or just two coming together to become one. So there's that sacred aspect, especially considering that February is also about Valentine's Day. And we have a new moon on February 1st as well. So new beginnings, as this is very much a reminder for us that the light within us is guiding us to consistently let go of the old and step into a new expression of ourselves. And with that being said, Saint Germain, of course, is going to guide you, or in this case, I think maybe it's not even Saint Germain, my apologies, it might be Saint Bridget directly, or one of the beautiful divine feminine goddesses who wants to come through at this particular show. So it is just possible that Saint Germain is just going to hold the space in the background and let someone else come through for this particular radio show, for this particular event. Now, we are going to open with a piece of Mike's beautiful music, and I invite you to close your eyes and to focus on the light within. And earlier I got this real beautiful vision of when the light is small, we are not really getting to see much of what's happening around us because everything is still kind of soaked in the darkness of the winter months. But as we are getting closer and closer to spring and the days become longer and the light becomes stronger, then we are going to begin to see more and more of what's happening around us. So at this time, it is very much about trust and faith, trusting that whatever is developing or is evolving within ourselves at some point will show itself in the outer world for us to experience and see and witness what we have become, how much we've changed, how much the darkness has once again bred and given birth to a new light, has been the fertile ground for a whole new expression of self to be born. And so I invite you now, as you listen to the first piece of Mike's music, to just close your eyes and to just feel the light within and to nurture it, to connect with it, to feel the beauty of this light and to honor it for symbolizing another new beginning. Every morning is a new beginning. Every spring is a new beginning. Every time we make a new choice is a new beginning. And life is filled with the movement from one experience to the next. Life is filled with endings and new beginnings. And yet we are often so terrified of the endings, not knowing where the new beginning will lead us. And yet it's part of the evolution. It's part of creation. It's part of invocation and evocation. It is how life forms itself and moves and changes. And so it is to honor the nature within ourselves too as we celebrate the light within the darkness. So close your eyes, focus on the light within, and then when the music is over, Saint Bridget or some divine being will come through and will talk to you. And at this point, I want to remind you that Saint Bridget very much symbolizes the goddess of art, healing, the hearth, the fire, the anything that goes with creation through fire, like blacksmith's work and any kind of work that is forged through the heat of the fire. And so it's a reminder to us too that the fire of transformation that we sometimes go through is the fire needed to refine us and to make us more of who we meant to be. And so close your eyes now and enjoy the music that Mike has to offer. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am St. Bridget, and I'm greeting you from my heart to your heart, my beloved light bearers. For all of you are treading a path through the darkness into the light over and over again so that others can follow. This is such a crucial time in the evolutionary process of humanity. In the last few years, you've truly descended into another level of darkness and isolation. And yet, here you are, determined to continue on your path of enlightenment, no matter what. And so, the pagan self, the druid self is in you, recognizes this time that it has tremendous potential. So much of inner work that you do now can manifest in the outer. And so it is rightfully a time of solitude, of quietude, of going within, of using the stillness to hear your new heartbeat, to hear your new voice of self that is speaking to you, guiding you, directing you. It is the voice of your divine I am. It is the voice of your higher self, of your God self, of that part of you that knows why you're here on earth at this time. Yes, my beloved children, I know that at times it feels overwhelming to be on earth at this time. It feels like you cannot go much further, that the weight that you carry is too much for you to hold much longer. And yet, here I am to remind you of the strength and courage that is beating inside of your heart, the light that is within you that is so strong and that is so undeniably powerful, that the only way you can go is the way forward. There is no turning back anymore. There is no longer a way for you to return to your previous asleep state of ignorance. Through the path of initiation, you have opened yourself up truly, truly to be a disciple among your brethren and to live by the universal laws of higher truths and all-encompassing love. That is who you are. And no matter how much there are times where you're forgetting it or where you're trying to go back to your own ignorance, it is not possible any longer. You can no longer be less than you are today. You are the shining beacon of hope for many. And so it is important for you to own that, especially in times of darkness. You are the light. You are the lantern of light that guides others out of limitations into an experience of freedom and liberation and joy and happiness and empowerment. You hold within you an aspect of the Divine Mother that allows you to support the birthing process that is taking place on earth at this time. So have no doubt, you are the healer. You are one who forges new forms of existence, and by doing so, is helping humanity as a whole to do the same. Yes, sometimes it seems like there's very little progress. It might even seem at times like you or the world is walking backwards instead of forward. But that is not the truth, my dear. That is far from the truth. And so I'm here now to give you strength, to give you an empowerment, to ignite the fire within you once more so that you can continue on your chosen path, so that you're not looking back, but you're looking forward to celebrating your divine self in physical form. You are all aspects of God, and as such, you are divinity in physical form. You are miracles embodied in physicality. Celebrate your beauty and no longer focus only on your lack or on that what is missing, because there's nothing missing. You're perfect in your imperfection. You're exactly the way that the creator aspect of you wanted to be in form, in body, at this time, on earth, within the universe, within the omniverse. You're exactly where you need to be. So take a moment now, and if you haven't done so, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths in and out. It is so beautiful that this is also the time of a new moon, symbolizing the willingness to empty yourself out so that you can begin to fill yourself up anew, so that you can begin anew. So use your in-breath and out-breath now to empty yourself out, just like the moon, to just let go, to be nothing. As you are nothing, you become everything. Because there no longer are any attachments. There no longer is a need or a must or have to. There's just the joy of being an empty vessel ready for spirit to work with you and through you. And isn't that what you all want? For spirit, for your divine self to shine through you out into the world, to speak through your words, to look through your eyes, to feel through your hands, and to connect through your heart. Take more deep breaths in and out. And with every out breath, let yourself sink deeper into the vastness, into the openness, into the emptiness of self. Allow everything to fall away. Your physicality, your room that you sit in, the earth itself. Let there be nothing. And in this emptiness, just like you experience at a cold winter night in the darkness that is going so deep into you that it stirs up emotions of fear and limitation. But in this vastness you're entering now, there is not even that. There is no stirring. There is no movement. It's just a beautiful emptiness that is offered to you by your divine I Am presence now to experience the letting go of all so that you can just be. And actually, you can move beyond beingness to truly just the moment of now. Only this moment is important. Nothing else is. Only the moment that you breathe in and that you breathe out. There's expansion, contraction. There's a movement, a pulse within the vastness of all that is. There always has been. It is the way God, Source, the great spirit of all that is, works through movement, through expansion and contraction. And within the deepest parts of yourself, you can feel the light that is within you, that is now growing further and further. And this light surrounds you, creates a sphere around you. In this enlightenment around you, you can feel yourself being held, just being held. And I want you to just feel being held by the light within the darkness. This light becomes a doorway, a portal out of which you can step through and find yourself in a sacred place of ancient times. You've been here before in this magical circle surrounded by stone formations, wearing the robe of the druids and meeting with many other druids in the center of the circle where a bonfire has been created, a roaring fire as a symbol of the power of transformation in the midst of the darkness. And everyone is holding a unique crystal, you too. Pay attention to what kind of crystal you're holding right now. Because you are the bridge. You are the bridge between the cosmos and the earth. You are the bridge that allows the divinity, the light of the divine, to shine through and ignite the spark within those who are still asleep. This is not the first life that you've walked the path of initiation. You've done it before. And so as you are in this circle, in this sacred circle with other druids around the bonfire, you can feel the power rising within the circle and descending from the higher realms. Are angels, messengers of the divine, who are descending and stepping behind each of the druids, including you. And they are now creating an outer circle to your inner circle. And you can feel how their presence behind you is empowering you, is uplifting you. And you open your heart even further as all the crystals begin to glow. And you allow yourself to breathe in the fire of transformation. You're breathing it into you. At first, it might seem that it burns, but it doesn't really burn. It illuminates you. It warms you up. It touches every part of you, bringing transformation, bringing illumination, bringing change. It is for you now to embody that element of fire, to take it in. And as you do this, let yourself burn like you're a flame, like you're a fire yourself. And as you burn, as you feel yourself in that fire, you can feel all the old, the past, everything being burned off, all attachment, everything being burned off yet again, until the only thing that is left is your true divine self. Allow this process to take place now. the fire begins to recede away from you, and you can feel how much you've changed. There still is a flame within you, a flame that is going to warm you up when the going gets tough, when the outside world seems cold and dark. That flame will help you to stay warm, to stay focused on the light within, to stay focused on your mission to bring heaven on earth for all those that you come in contact with. And in recognition of your chosen path and a recognition of who you are, the high priest of the Druids is stepping forward and is giving you a pendant. On this pendant is a triangle as a symbol not just for the fire element, but also a symbol for spirit. Allow yourself to receive this pendant that is etherically put around you, to put a seal on the flame that you've been infused with, so that you recognize yourself truly, not only as a member of brethren of light and love that are bringing love and light into the world, but also to truly feel the empowerment, the seal, the connection of spirit within you, working with you and through you to bring warmth, love, illumination into the world. Now that there's no accident for you being here, you truly make a difference. And we want you to feel that, and we want you to feel the importance of this. Now the high priest is also touching you on your forehead. The moment he touches you on your forehead, everything starts to become pure white light. And everything is dissolving in pure white light until all you are experiencing is pure white light within and around you. Everything else ceases to exist. It is just you and the light. Once again, the light to draw in, to become smaller and smaller until it is only encompassing your heart, giving you extra protection, extra empowerment, extra infusion of love as needed. And you find yourself back in the room where you started the journey from. Now just take a moment as you sit there now, having returned, and acknowledge the powerful times that you live in, and that this week symbolizes. The 222 reminding you that love is the true power of healing, that can move mountains if necessary. Love through gentleness and kindness, not through harshness and aggression. Love that softly guides and directs without judgment, without limitation. Give that love to yourself first. Stop the judgment. You're perfect just the way you are. And celebrate yourself for the beautiful light that you hold and the difference you make on earth. Feel your feet. Feel your hands. Feel your body. Your physical self. The temper of your spiritual self. The temper of the light within. 222 is also a reminder for you to not give up hope. You are the beacon of hope, and it starts also with your own self. The darkness will recede, the light shall come, the warmer days will follow the colder days. Nature is such an example for the rhythm of life. So take this time now and rest and rejuvenate and go within, so that when spring comes, when the leaves are changing, when the leaves are coming out, then you can come out as well. Blessings to you, my beloved children of the light. I am Saint Bridget, and I watch over you always. Blessings to you at this auspicious time, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. Brigitte, thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you. It's always such a great honor to bring St. Bridget, sort of such a guiding goddess to help us out of the darkness into the light. Thank you so much for listening.
And before we go, I'd like to make one announcement. Lightbridge is going to have a booth at the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo. That's coming up this March, March 4th to 6th, 2022 in Edison, New Jersey. And we're also going to have a special event in one of their meeting halls, meeting rooms. And you want to tell them a little bit more about the event, Brigitte?
That is going to be on March 5th, Saturday, between 12 and 2. And St. Germain is going to infuse everyone with some energy that is going to strengthen your connection to your divine I am presence. There will also be question and answers with Saint Germain at the very end. And, you know, it's really hard to say what he's going to bring through, but it's going to be definitely with a lot of guidance and enlightenment. And what's really great is because it's a live event, we are going to have Mike playing live music. And that always deepens the experience of the event and the meditation and the energy attunements that definitely are going to take place then as well.
So if you want to get more information about the expo, you can go to the website, heartofonenessholisticexpo.com. You can either go to that website or do a Google search for it. But that has all the information of all the vendors, all the speakers. And the last one went off really well. We weren't part of it, but we visited. But this time we're going to be part of it, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be great. And also, it is February. It's the month of Valentine's Day, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to promise that I'm going to bring Saint-Germain through specifically for Valentine's Day. If it happens, it happens. If not, sorry, not this year. But just keep your hearts open and celebrate your own self, the relationship with your own self if you're not with someone. And if you're with someone, you better figure out to have a great day.
All right. Well, that's great advice. So with that, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
And wishing everybody a happy winter time. You know, looking forward to the spring.
Yeah, we're halfway through. We're almost there. We can do it. Love you all, and peace out, everybody.
Take care.